Denver 13-year-old boy accused in fatal shooting of 60-year-old man whose leg blocked bus aisle. By Amy Furr on February 3, 2024. Police have arrested a 13-year-old boy in connection with a deadly shooting on an RTD bus on January 27 in Denver, Colorado. The shooting incident occurred near South Federal Boulevard and West Mississippi Avenue, 9 News reported Friday, noting there were two victims, one of whom died. A man identified as Richard Sanchez, 60, was transported to a hospital suffering from gunshot wounds and eventually died. Another individual suffered a minor injury and was cleared at the scene and released. The outlet continued. Investigators believe the incident began as an argument between the suspect and Sanchez about Sanchez's leg blocking the aisle, which ended with the suspect shooting Sanchez, according to police. The suspect was taken into custody Thursday night on suspicion of first-degree murder. The Denver District Attorney's Office will make the final determination on the potential filing of any charges. An image shows the deceased man, who is described as being a grandfather, per the New York Post. The suspect's identity has not been released because he is a juvenile, the 9 News article said. In addition, video footage shows the bus parked in the middle of an intersection with officials gathered at the scene. Social media users shared their thoughts on the report. One person writing, "Colorado is turning into California. Well done, lawmakers." In December, Breitbart News reported Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's D. car was stolen a second time, but it was eventually recovered. The outlet noted the incident happened as crime plagued the city. According to NIPR's crime data, there have been 6,110 instances of violent crime, 607 sexual assaults, 1,099 robberies, 76 murders, and 4,328 aggravated assaults in the city year to date. That represents a 5.58% increase from the 3-year average of violent crime alone, the outlet said. There have also been 36,580 instances of property crime in the city, including 11,015 instances of auto theft year to date, it added.